It's a Monday, and that is when we get up to speed on developments in Wisconsin politics on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We'll focus in on some legislation, what's getting traction, and talk with our State Capitol reporter. But first, speaking of traction, look no further than our fall member drive here at WPR. I'm here with Mike Arnold. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, for a Monday. Doing great. And right now, your gift, super important. It would be better if we hear from you. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your gift keeps the morning show and all the programs that you enjoy going strong. So invest in your future listening right now on a Monday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from six donors. Thanks to everyone who gave. Our goal this hour is to get 25 gifts.
Ah, we can do that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, and business sponsors are important. And there's another source that's incredibly important, too.
You might have guessed it. The largest piece of the funding for WPR programs comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It is, as we say, the backbone of how things work here. And when you give, you keep the quality, the independent, the news, the talk radio programs, everything on the air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the world is constantly changing. It's hard to keep up. As a listener, you rely on Wisconsin Public Radio for daily news and information.
WPR members make this access possible. So today, invest in the programs you rely on. Your contribution of $10 or $20 a month keeps the news and conversations relevant and on the air for absolutely everyone to enjoy. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Pledge any amount and you could win two tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. And that's not all. The lucky winner will also enjoy dinner out on the town before the show and an overnight stay. Like Hamilton, WPR programs engage and inspire you.
Oh my gosh, they're both so educational and smart and funny.
This is how you bring people together, and it always adds up to one exciting experience.
Donate for your chance to see Hamilton and support your source for the daily stimulation you just can't live without. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing and donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold. It's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And another thing that's really great about pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio is that it's easy. Really, all we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Takes just a few minutes of your time to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio on this Monday. And those few minutes, they fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 50 minutes left this hour. We're looking for 25 people to join in. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And added bonus here for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for tickets to Hamilton and an overnight stay in Chicago. No contribution necessary. You can see all the details, WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Yes, and if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up a monthly donation from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's a good way to remember to support the station that you rely on. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
Well, we heard from Eric this morning from Stevens Point. He says enjoys listening to the news in the morning on the app. Well, Eric, thanks so much for taking us with you wherever you go with the app. And now make your gift. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. It's the State Capitol Report here on the morning show, where we slow down developments, take bills one at a time. And here's our roadmap. We'll start with Governor Evers' renewed call for changes to state gun laws. Then we move from there to look at legislation that increases criminal penalties for assaults against nurses, another bill that brings harsher penalties for drunk driving. So on the issue of gun legislation, what do you think about red flag laws? Should you be able to petition the courts to take away another person's guns over safety concerns? We're at 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter. You can hear her on the WPR Politics podcast. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Starting here with Governor Evers' push on the red flag law, he was with Attorney General Josh Call, other Democrats calling on the legislature to pass a red flag law. Remind us what this would do, what it would allow.
So basically what this law would do is it allows individuals, friends, family members, acquaintances to petition a judge to temporarily revoke someone's right to have a gun if they believe that person is a threat to themselves or other people.
So they have to go to a judge. This mm-hmm. could not only be a family member, but this could also be law enforcement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone who has information that they believe indicates someone might be potentially thinking about harming themselves or others could go to a judge and petition to have that person's gun rights taken away temporarily.
How long would someone lose their gun rights?
So under the bill that's been proposed now, it would be for up to a year maximum. But an individual could go back and re-petition the judge to have that extended, but it would require kind of going back and starting the process over.
What policies are already on the books that allow authorities to take away someone's guns?
So this is a big part of the Democratic argument, actually, Kate. So they say that there's a very similar law already in place for individuals that have been involved in domestic abuse situations or child abuse situations. There are temporary restraining orders for those individuals that require that their firearms be taken away from them. So Democrats are arguing, hey, we already have this process for some individuals who have deemed themselves to be dangerous to others. We can take away their guns in these specific scenarios. Why can't we do this in other scenarios where we think someone might bring a gun to, say, a school or their workplace?
So why do Republican leaders especially oppose this legislation? Why is there so much resistance?
So it kind of goes back to that argument. The Democratic response is pushing back on the Republican opposition by pointing out that existing law, because Republicans say it violates law. They say it violates individuals' due process rights to take away their weapons without adequate proof that they're going to be harmful to others. So I think that's really the major push and pull here is Democrats saying, hey, look, we already do this in certain circumstances, and Republicans saying, no way, this is a no-go. We think this is a profound violation of individuals' rights to take their weapons away.
Does the governor plan to call a special session? He had said a handful of weeks, I think, you know, and that was a handful of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's really the million-dollar question. So that's something that we are continually asking the governor when we see him. That was a question that, of course, came up again when this bill was rolled out. He says he's still considering it. He says if Republicans don't take action on some of these Democratic proposals in the coming weeks, he is going to do that. I think what's going to be particularly interesting is if he does call a special session, what lawmakers actually end up taking up when they're on the floor.
So red flag law is one of the issues around gun safety legislation. Is there any other legislation around guns that is getting some traction among the Republican-controlled legislature?
There are some things. No concrete proposals in the same way that Democrats have rolled out this red flag law or the universal background check bill, for example. But Republicans have talked in more general terms about the things that they would like to do related to guns if they are called back to the Capitol to do so. They say they want to take a little bit closer look at mental health funding in Wisconsin. They want to put some more resources into that. They believe that's really the root of the problem here in these gun violence incidents that we're seeing across the country. They also want to talk more about security funding. We know that they have invested about $100 million in the past several years to school safety projects, allowing schools to do things like reinforce doors, put bulletproof glass up at entrances, things like that. So Republican lawmakers say we should put some more money into reinforcing those places.
Well, as we wrap up on this issue, would a special session force the legislature to at least vote on the bills?
It wouldn't. So the governor can compel lawmakers to come into the Capitol, but he cannot compel them to take up specific measures or to vote on specific things. That's kind of their purview. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out if he does call a special session.
Laurel White gets us up to speed most Mondays. In just a bit, we look at a bill that would make assaults on nurses a felony. Are you a nurse or another healthcare worker? What do you think about legislation that would increase criminal penalties for attacking nurses? Join in at 800-642-1234. There's more Stay Cap ahead here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, you're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're taking a closer look at bills in circulation with our State Capitol Reporter, who gets us up to speed most Mondays. But first, let's talk about our fall membership campaign that's in full swing here at WPR. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
And your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 40 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for just 22 more people to join in. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered, and that means that your donation right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every morning, the team works to bring a great morning of radio to you, and that's because you're curious and intelligent. And we also know that you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
And thank you so much for being a fantastic audience. And I mean that sincerely, for being the reason we do what we do. You inspire us, you give us great ideas, and you can give one more thing. Your financial support, your support makes these mornings possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're looking for an easy way to make a gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, becoming a sustaining member, making automatic monthly contributions from your bank account or credit card is a great way to go.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100. Amount totally up to you. And as a sustainer, you're an ongoing member of WPR, providing reliable funding for your favorite public radio station. So start today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take your Wisconsin Public Radio pride on the go with a new WPR tote bag. The sturdy, USA-made, natural cotton bag features a warm yellow and orange geometric design that can't be missed. It's perfect for groceries or books and taking your WPR pride with you wherever you go. Ask for your tote bag today when you give $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold this morning, and it's your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And it really should be $10 a month because we have a tote bag. A tote bag. After so many years, we finally have a tote bag. It's a stereotypical public radio thank you gift. If you want to be a real card-carrying public radio member, this is the way to do it. Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. You might want to consider an extra gift of $10 a month so you can have that great tote bag. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thanks so much for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Well, here's where we stand. We need 22 more pledges this hour. Here it is. We can do this one pledge at a time. Mm-hmm. WPR is listener-powered, and that is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So important.
And think of how many times you've found out about books, right? You need something to carry those books around, right? That's right. Well, you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and have something to carry books around with a WPR tote. This natural cotton bag with shoulder-length handles is both stylish and practical, and it's yours when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't know what you're talking about books. They're using them at the farmer's market.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Farmer's market.
You can put weeds
in there, whatever it is you get at the farmer's market, vegetables, fruit.
If you're a sustaining cheese. Let's end it there on cheese. Absolutely. Lots of cheese can be put in this bag. If you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, get the bag, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. It's a State Capitol Report where we slow down developments, take bills one at a time, including a bill that would address public access to police body camera footage. But first, let's talk about this bill that addresses nurse workplace violence. What do you think about legislation that would increase criminal penalties for attacking nurses? We're at 800-642-1234. Laurel White is our guide. She's WPR State Capitol Reporter. So, Laurel, you attended a hearing last week for a bill that would increase criminal penalties for assaulting a nurse. How would those penalties change?
So right now, under current state law, it is a misdemeanor to assault a nurse in the workplace. Under this proposal, it would become a felony. Of course, folks know that felonies come with a variety of other penalties and kind of effects on your record, right? But some concrete things you can also point to, things like jail time, the amount of jail time. So right now, if someone is found guilty of assaulting a nurse in the workplace, they can only serve up to 9 months in prison. Under this bill, that prison sentence could be up to 6 years. So this is really kind of a signal from sponsors of this legislation that this is a serious infraction, and they want to kind of ratchet up the public perception of the penalties for it.
Where is this coming from? What are supporters saying here?
So supporters are kind of wide-ranging. I think the nursing community really showed up in force for this hearing, and they said that this is a big part of the industry. This is something that nurses experience every day. Interestingly, one representative said that it's sort of seen as a silent epidemic within the nursing community because many nurses suffer this experience but don't report it to law enforcement, don't go forward with enforcing these penalties or getting these individuals before law enforcement. So that's a message that the sponsors of this bill really want to send, is that we are noticing this is happening to you. This is something that shouldn't be part of your job. And we want you to know that the state is behind you in kind of creating this penalty infrastructure.
So you think that more, they think that more nurses would come forward and report it if there were stiffer penalties.
Absolutely. They're really talking about this kind of symbolic step for nurses. This is of course, a sign to individuals who might perpetrate this crime, right? You know, This is a serious thing. Don't do this. But it's also for the nursing community to say, hey, we see you. We hear you. We know these things are happening, and these are things that should not be happening.
Well, let's take a call now. Mary Kay is joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi. I believe the legislation should stay as it is. A person that usually hits a nurse does not even know what they're doing. And you're talking about incarcerating them for up to 7 years. That's just crazy. It should be a misdemeanor. Everything at work is reported. I've been there, so I know. I've been attacked, so I know. You can report it to your supervisor. And again, those people can go through a class for domestic violence.
Mary Kay, thanks for bringing those thoughts. Laurel, what concerns about the legislation have been raised?
So that's a really primary concern that was voiced several times at the hearing, exactly what Mary Kay said there. A lot of individuals, or some individuals, who commit these crimes of assaulting a nurse while on the job don't know what they're doing at the time. They're not intending to harm someone. So groups including the Alzheimer's Association, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and Disability Rights Wisconsin have all registered their official concerns with the bill, saying that some individuals who are experiencing, say, dementia, for example, might lash out and hurt a nurse, but not mean to. Individuals with cognitive disabilities, communication differences, might cause physical harm to someone that's providing care, but again, don't intend to do that. And they don't want to get those individuals into the justice system, which can kind of exacerbate some problems for them.
Just in a few seconds, very quickly, let's take a glance at this drunk driving harsher criminal penalties for fifth and sixth repeat drunken driving offenses. What are we seeing there?
So what would happen here is that a fifth or sixth OWI offense would have a sentence of at least 18 months in prison. So it's ratcheting up that mandatory minimum for prison sentences for those individuals. The goal here, according to sponsors, is just to provide more deterrent to individuals getting behind the wheel when they've had too much to drink.
We're moving through developments at the state capitol with the WPR reporter who keeps tabs on it all, helps us out most Mondays with a roundup. Laurel White is our guide. When should the police release or deny access to footage captured by body cameras? Do you think there should be limits on the public's right to access this information? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. There's more State Cap coming up here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're working through the bills and the politics, taking developments one at a time. And we'll be getting to election news in just a bit. But first, let's drop in on our fall member drive that's humming right along. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
WPR relies on listeners like you. Your support is the largest piece of the funding for the WPR programs you enjoy and rely on. And if you haven't given yet, now is the time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Kate, we're making some good progress on that goal. We have 25 minutes left this hour. We're looking for just 19 more people to join in. Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And this hour is a great reason to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Laurel White is here telling us all about what happens at the Capitol. Wisconsin Public Radio invests in Capitol reporting quite a bit, thanks to your support. And if you appreciate the fact that you're able to find out what's happening in the state government and get some perspective on that, then now's the time to support Wisconsin Public Radio, because these are the kind of conversations and the kind of information you expect from the morning show.
WPR is a listener-supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you this morning, then make your gift.
And as a donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is right for you.
That might be what you spend every month on going out to dinner or doing things with your friends. These are things you enjoy and that make life better, just like listening to WPR. And the important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable, but nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold. It's listener support that is the biggest chunk of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, biggest piece of the pie, and that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And at Wisconsin Public Radio, you do get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. And here are some suggested amounts. The same amount you pay per month for Netflix or cable.
Or coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. And I'll just put tea in there as well, so out of fairness.
Or just water. Water
or
is better.
Water, yeah. Water, as yeah. We talk about balance here. Give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're making some good progress on that goal. About 20 minutes ago, 18 pledges needed to meet that goal. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in that drawing for tickets to Hamilton in Chicago. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you so much, and you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one now. You can set up your monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. All you have to do to find out about that is go to WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support, and you'll get automatically entered in all the drawings we have during member drives.
Shout out to Don from Sharon, who says, I use current updates and stories to teach college students international business and marketing. Well, Don, thank you so much. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. You're with us for the State Capitol Report on the morning show. And as we like to do on Mondays, we get briefed on legislation making the rounds at the Capitol. When should the police release or deny access to footage captured by body cameras? We're at 800-642-1234 to join our conversation. Laurel White is WPR State Capitol reporter, and she stays with us. Laurel, last week this Senate panel considered legislation that would set when a police body camera footage could be released to the public, and this has been an ongoing issue for years. What can you tell us about this latest twist?
So the latest twist is that it seems like the different parties in this debate have kind of come to a consensus. So some folks might remember a couple of years ago there was a really contentious proposal in the Capitol, particularly because open records advocates were concerned about when body camera footage would be released. They thought that there were too many restrictions written into a legislative proposal that wouldn't allow the sort of transparency necessary that body camera advocates are looking for. You know, the purpose of a body camera is to kind of release the footage, to be able to review interactions between police and the public. They said that wasn't going to be accomplished. The bill passed the assembly, didn't get past the Senate due to some of those open records concerns. Now what's happened is a bipartisan group has gotten together. That group is made up of law enforcement, open records advocates, lawmakers, members of the media, some of those open records groups, and they have drafted a proposal that they all agree on that was released earlier this year, and now it's kind of moving through the process.
So the pendulum is swung from 2017 to more open access. Mm-hmm. What do we know about the legislation? What would it do?
So basically what this legislation would do is it does not require law enforcement to wear body cameras. They can still make that decision on a department-by-department basis. This isn't a mandate from the state, but it does set some guidelines for how those cameras should be used, kind of set some guidelines for how departments should train individuals to use them, how staff should be trained to manage the footage, how long they have to retain the footage, and set, again, kind of that that flashpoint in the last debate was what are the standards for releasing the data, what can be made public and what can't be. The law does specify that in this case as well.
Yeah, and they have to keep footage around for like 120 days, mm-hmm. and we're talking about a ton of data. Milwaukee could get up to 10,000 hours, I think, a month.
That's right. That's right. So that was part of the debate a couple years ago and continues to be a concern for law enforcement. Just how do we handle this large amount of data that we're going to have to hold on to? This is a compromise under the latest bill that they say they're able to live with now.
Do we know where key lawmakers or the governor falls on this legislation?
So we don't, actually. The legislative leaders, Speaker Voss and Majority Leader Fitzgerald, didn't respond to requests for comment last week after this public hearing. So we'll have to stay tuned. We know that the proposal a couple years ago was backed by Republican lawmakers. Again, it made it through the Assembly, but not the Senate. So we'll just have to see. This is pretty early in the process. We just had a public hearing on this bill, so there are going to be plenty of other opportunities for the leaders and the governor to weigh in on this.
Well, let's look now at this bill advancing through the Capitol that is aimed at the practice of catfishing. And this is not about actual catfishing. Can you tell us what this is about?
So catfishing is another name for pretending to be someone you're not on social media. And under this proposal, catfishing would become illegal in Wisconsin. Current state law actually has penalties for impersonating someone via email, but hasn't sort of built into statute these new social media practices where somebody creates a fake Facebook account, for example, and tries to reach out to your friends and family. So under this bill, that act would become a misdemeanor in Wisconsin. You could be fined up to $1,000 and spend up to 90 days in jail.
And the real fear here is that in catfishing, that this is about dating scams, mm-hmm. and taking people's money. Is that right?
Absolutely. Or some individuals have also voiced some concerns about child predators coming out, impersonating maybe a family member to lure a child into a social media conversation, having them meet up with them somewhere in the real world, things like that.
Lawmakers tried to address this a couple years ago, but the legislation didn't gain enough traction. Mm-hmm. Do supporters seem to have a better chance this time around?
Well, this is something that's definitely gotten a lot of attention. Sometimes in the legislative process, there's just a bit of a bottleneck for getting proposals, even if they have enough support through the process. So this is one that they're certainly kind of, you know, reviving and hoping to get done again this legislative session. We'll have to keep an eye on it.
We're talking with Laurel White. She's WPR's State Capitol reporter, giving us a roundup for the week on current legislation. Let's look at some election news from last week. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald announced he would run for the congressional seat being vacated by Jim Sensenbrenner, who is retiring. How has Fitzgerald explained the decision to run?
So he says he wants to kind of bring the Wisconsin values that he's pushed in the state legislature to Congress. This is a phrasing that we've become a little bit familiar with in Wisconsin. I remember that was a big part of Brian Stiles' congressional campaign. Mm. saying he wants to take Wisconsin values to Washington, D.C. Fitzgerald is really talking a lot about his accomplishments as a legislative leader. So he has been the Senate Majority Leader since 2011. As we know, there have been some major Republican policy pushes in Wisconsin since then, things like Act 10, right to work, the prevailing wage. So Fitzgerald is saying, look at all of these things that I've kind of shepherded through the state legislature. I want to take that kind of policy, that sort of change to Washington, D.C.
And you've covered Fitzgerald in the Senate for years now. What are criticisms of him that might come up in a Republican primary or on the campaign trail?
So that's a really interesting question. I think Fitzgerald obviously is a very popular figure within the Republican Party in Wisconsin. He is a leader that's been around for quite a while. He's from this 5th district in Wisconsin, which is a real Republican stronghold. I don't think close watchers of this race are expecting a Democratic upset just because of the strong conservative history of this particular area of Wisconsin. So I'm not foreseeing, if I have to kind of look into a crystal ball, a lot of partisan back and forth necessarily in the criticism of Fitzgerald just because of the makeup of this district. I think what could be interesting moving forward, based on some of the other folks that are saying they're considering a bid in this race, is kind of an insider versus outsider, experience versus new perspective debate. And that might come from folks like Matt Walker, Governor Scott Walker's son, 25 mm-hmm. years old, has never held elected office before. He says he's considering getting into this race. So if he does decide to get in, he's facing Fitzgerald in a primary. I think we could see kind of that emergent theme in politics in recent years of hey, you've been part of the system. You've been around for a while. I'm somebody that hasn't been part of the system. And what kind of value does that bring?
How does Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald feel about the Republican at the top of everyone's ballot next mm-hmm. year, President Trump? What do we know about their relationship?
So Senator Fitzgerald was one of the earliest supporters of President Trump in Wisconsin in 2016. You might remember that a lot of Wisconsin Republicans were pushing for Senator Ted Cruz in the mm-hmm. Republican primary. Folks were, to varying degrees, slower to come around to President Trump in Wisconsin. Senator Fitzgerald was on the earlier end of that. And he's really holding up that theme in this race so far. He's aligning himself very, very closely with the president. He's defending the president's policies on trade, which have been a big conversation in Wisconsin, particularly related to, as you know, the dairy industry. Mm-hmm. So if you go to his campaign website, actually, it's a big picture of him and President Trump. So I think that's going to continue to be a prominent theme in this race.
You mentioned insiders and outsiders. There are several prominent Republicans who have already said they won't run. So who is left as a possible challenger to Fitzgerald outside of Matt Walker, as you mentioned?
So we mentioned Matt Walker. There's also another young person, Matt Newman, son of Mark Newman, who's a former Wisconsin congressman. He says he's considering getting into the race. A Republican aide for Senator Ron Johnson, Ben Volkel, says he's considering getting in the race. And there's also a colleague of Senator Fitzgerald, a state senator, Chris Kapinga, says that he's still kind of mulling that bid. So definitely some variety in that field as it's shaping up.
And then there's also Sean Duffy's seat mm-hmm. That is also up for grabs. So people may be lining up for that as well.
Absolutely. We have Senator Tom Tiffany, another state. It's all about the state Senate in these races these days. A state senator has announced he's running for that 7th district seat, but he's the only official Republican announced right now for that.
Well, in the last few seconds before we wrap up here, it's a Monday. What are you watching for out there?
Well, we're kind of in the process right now of gearing up for the next floor session where lawmakers come in and vote on bills, that final step in the legislative process before they go to the governor. So we're looking at a lot of legislative hearings, public hearings, and committee votes in the coming weeks.
All right. So lots of activity for you to be running from one meeting to the next.
Exactly.
Well, Laurel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. You hear her as co-host of the WPR Politics podcast team. You find the state capitol report on the morning show here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, be sure to stay with us next hour as we talk electric bikes, e-bikes. We're seeing more of them on our streets. Maybe you ride one. But first, we're zipping on over, if you will, to our fall member drive for an update. It's officially underway, and I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning to you.
Morning.
It is a Monday, and your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the WPR programs you enjoy. And in fact, listener support is the biggest source of funding for WPR programs. So this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 7 minutes left this hour. We're looking for nine more people to join in. We can do that. We actually have the technology to take nine calls very quickly or nine pledges online very quickly. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. We mean that sincerely. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lots of people pledging at that $10 a month level so they can get the tote bag. We have a tote bag here at WPR. It's so exciting. And this last segment is a really good reason to support Wisconsin Public Radio because it showcases Wisconsin Public Radio's Capital Bureau, which includes Laurel White, who was on for the past hour, and also Sean Johnson. And they cover the legislature in Wisconsin for you and bring you that information with depth and just all sorts of great quality to that. They understand the history behind things. Not a lot of places investing in Capitol reporting these days. There are fewer reporters in capitals across the country, and Wisconsin Public Radio is able to do that thanks to your support. So if you appreciate that, you appreciate the fact that WPR connects you to what's going on in state government, now's the time to make your pledge. And it's the kind of conversation you can count on all the time from the morning show. So
and
make a pledge.
Another plug for Sean and Laurel. I mean, they have that institutional memory at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Sean especially can go back a decade and tell you, like, and you go up to him like, Sean, did someone ever do that before? And he'll just like, he'll be like, yep. And he has the name, the date, the lawmaker. It's all in that brain, you know. That's just amazing. It is fabulous. WPR is listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible, including the State Capitol Report. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And Kate, did I mention that we have a tote bag?
Just tiny bit.
I think I did. We do. We have a new tote bag, and it's natural cotton tote. It has a stylish geometric design. It's perfect for groceries. It's $10 a month if you want to show your WPR pride while you support it. That's a great way to do it. We haven't had one in a while. I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, I think the Nina Totenbag was the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
was it?
There was that one. There was that one. I don't know if we indulged here at WPR.
This one's a little more stylish than that. you can make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I wake up to Wisconsin Public Radio. The alarm goes off. It's better than a snooze alarm for me because I get to hear a lot of interesting things, especially in the car. If it's not public radio, I'll turn on some golden oldies for a while. But that gets, then you heard the same song 75,000 times, you get tired of it. Maybe try some country western, but mostly I keep going back to public radio because there's always new stuff. I'm John Ink from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it is my source for a clear view of the world.
Oh, I love that. Clear view of the world. Make that happen at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold, and it's your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month right now, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we just have a few minutes left this hour. We're looking for seven more people to join in. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener powered, and that means that your donation right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
And a big thank you to everyone who's contributed today. WPR is listener supported. We say that, but it's true. Listener support is the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why we're able to have a Capital Bureau. That's why we're able to have great shows like The Morning Show. And that means your gift keeps Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station you depend on. So make a pledge at $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And my peripheral vision here of what I have of it, we have six more pledges that need to come in here. I love watching these numbers tick up as we look at our leaderboard here. And now is the time for you. This is your gift right now that will make a difference, that will get us up and over the top this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So important.
And don't forget, we have the tote bag. Seriously, they're so practical. They really are.
You can use
them for just about anything. And this one is a really good looking one, too. So if you want to take advantage of that while you support Wisconsin Public Radio and its commitment to information and informing you, make your pledge now. Pledge $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift's so important. Make it now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
Learn, taste, and make at Fermentation Fest in Reedsburg, October 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th. From interactive art to sauerkraut, celebrate live culture in all its meanings. WPR is pleased to support food, the arts, and agriculture. Find out more at wpr.org/events.